What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we are broadcasting from Pinellas County. Been kind of going around in my old stomping grounds at Tan Talk, which is a local physical terrestrial broadcast station. I actually paid $5,200 there in 2008 or 9 to get Alex Jones broadcast there, and it's still playing, and it's good to see that you have an impact and moving things toward the truth. And they are very understanding of the whole local currency initiative, and it was really cool to just see how all of these ideas are coming together. I literally just signed the radio station itself up, along with another one of the broadcasters there. So the way, you know, if you know how a radio station works, is basically they have the physical hardware, the brick and mortar building, and then the separate broadcasters come in, and they basically pay for different time slots. And so it's a form of advertising that they're doing. They're advertising them their own you know, their own unique messages. And we got both of them to sign up. I actually pitched today. I had my first no out of maybe we're at maybe like 25 businesses now. I had my first no, but I'm going to get them eventually, because the guy understood that this would be a beneficial system. He just wasn't ready, and you know, he didn't know me from at all. I just walked in and started pitching it because it was a gas station in St. Petersburg, and it had a sign up talking about you know, ethanol-free gasoline, and I knew he had an independent mindset just based upon that sign, so I wanted to check it out. So anyway, we're going to be talking about that and basically this message here in Clearwater, and having an initiative to create an economic revitalization by using the local currency, how it could be used as a tool for businesses and for you know, single-family resident revitalization to rebuild local neighborhoods. So that is in the first hour, and the second hour is going to talk about the board game Monopoly and a new board game called Anti-Monopoly. And how can, you know, if you start the game at the end of a Monopoly game, that's more or less what we have right now. It's anti. So the game has already been won by the bankers. Everything, all the money flows eventually to the top, to the private users. And that's where we start the game, where there's effectively hotels on all of the spaces, on all of the boardwalks, and they own it all. Well, how would we reverse that game so that the people slowly deconcentrated the power and distributed it back to the people? So that's the challenge. This is a strategy game. Get your mind to focus on these ideas and how we can, you know, there's just problems, and we're going to solve them. We'll be right back.
Love the loveless. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers.
Indeed, it is not to live in pain and fear. It is to create systems for our brothers and sisters so that they might have peace of mind. If we offer all those around us peace of mind, we will be offered freedom, and that's how it all works. We're in Clearwater, Florida right now, and that's the home of Can Talk 1340. It's an AM station where they were forward-thinking enough in 2008 to broadcast Alex Jones. And from there, I put a bunch of signs up on the path. There's a road called Bill Mabry Highway that leads all the way to MacDill Air Force Base, and that's where Central Command is. And I thought it was very important that members of the military were aware that the whole pretense for the existing wars that were being waged were, was completely flawed under a massive deception. And basically put these signs up so that they could see that and literally would say, you know, 9/11 is an inside job, look into it, go to this station. and you can find the details. It would just have the call numbers for the station. And so, yeah, literally hung them on various telephone poles. I'd bring a ladder Sunday mornings, and I'd drill them to the pole so that, you know, if you're going to die, you know, they might be mad, just like my dad made me mad when he told me that FDR knew about Pearl Harbor prior to the incident. And it made me mad because it didn't fit in to the whole rah-rah military good, you know, basically the whole idea why we should be fighting these silly wars. So anyway, it definitely made me very mad at the time because you have your whole heart and soul committed into this endeavor. And, you know, I can't say that things are directly related to that with respect to when you see, you know, people at a veterans hospital. I was just visiting my mother at the veterans hospital. My dad was there as well. There's, you know, it's filled with lots of veterans, and they are, they don't look healthy at all. Like, none of them do. And, you know, obviously, just, you know, it just goes to show you're in a hospital. You shouldn't, you know, by definition, you're there because you're not healthy. But, you know, just because you know, if you're getting your surgery where you're getting a foot removed or worked on or something like that, there's no reason that the rest of you shouldn't look normal. But for starters, like, they're all, you know, a significant number of them are smoking. They're giving them sweet and low. They're giving them all of their, you know, institutionalized food. It is nothing like a healthy place to be. And no matter, you know, we're having difficulty getting her and her mother out of there, but there's, that is not a place of health that I see at all. The people's eyes aren't clear. They're literally like, they can't stay awake. And obviously many of them are elderly, but generally speaking, like, it just, their mental capacity is diminished. You don't see agile minds at all. And it's sad to see, because these people are very spirited people that were willing to lift their life, risk their life for the country. In the meantime, they are slowly being poisoned in so many different ways. And they're at a place thinking that they're going there for optimal health, and it's anything but that. It looks like they're, you know, many of them are having a lobotomy. They're just out of it. They're not, their minds aren't there. And that's the word, that's like the scariest thing, I think, for anybody as they get old, is that when you lose your mind, you're losing everything. Like, you can't be rational. You can't. It loses its capacity to be creative or imaginative or have vision. And we've been kind of programmed to a condition. Oh, that's just what happens to everybody when they get old. No, that's what happens to everybody when they've been poisoned for 40 years or 20 years or 30, is that all of these chemicals that we're ingesting are horrible for our bodies. Our body's not used to, when it's taking food with preservatives isn't something that your body was used to. I guess, you know, in 100 or 1,000 years from now, our bodies will evolve so that we're used to consuming them all the time. Like, well, basically all of the people that can handle it will be killed off by then. But is it really necessary? We are just killing ourselves off, and most people don't have any clue that it's occurring. And if you bring the issue up, they get mad at you. It's one of the most diabolical schemes ever devised by man. In fact, it's the most diabolical scheme ever devised by man. Yeah, I always say it, none are so helplessly enslaved than those who wrongly believe that they are free. And those people are walking around all over the place. But no matter, we are going to develop a system that's going to save them too. Because with great knowledge comes great responsibility. We are responsible to develop a system that will even emancipate the zombies or the sleepwalkers or the sheep, whatever particular description you want to use for them. It was sad. You're there, and we're. It showed that documentary Brzezinski to my mother, and she takes it in and it makes sense. But it's, that knowledge is purposeless unless you take action on it. There's all kinds of truthers out there, or protesters, or whatever. And it's like I said yesterday. I was throwing my protest signs. I mean, when I'm saying that, we were literally throwing my protest signs away. I would commonly save them for the next protest. And by the way, if you're going to be a full-time protester, or just making people aware of problems, save those protest signs, because you're going to need them forever. Save them. Until you actually implement systems, alternative systems, you're just really, people know it's corrupt. Nothing's changing. The people that are truly passionate about fixing things, they need to start implementing systems that compete with the existing, make the existing system irrelevant. Innovate ourselves out of these problems. So, would you sooner have me, I was listening to Alex Jones earlier today. It's like, it was like a flashback in time. It was just like listening to him from 4 years ago. Just fearmonger, storable food, store, it's going to collapse. So, just the same junk. Solutions. And just building a bunker and hiding out is not a solution. Because the same people are going to be in charge when you climb out. That's not a solution. Survival is not a solution. Thriving, developing systems that create vitality and abundance, that is a solution. Being able to dream again and having a better tomorrow for your kids, that's a solution. You want abundance, not just survival. Survival is one step better than quitting. We need to raise our standards for what we plan for the future, and raise our standards for ourselves and hold ourselves accountable. I'm not saying this for, everybody else is going to do this. No, I'm doing this stuff myself. We signed up two businesses in the last hour. Both on the radio station. This is a method to amplify the message, because there are people that are looking for solutions too. The radio broadcasters. So we have now four broadcasters out of Pinellas County. We've been doing this just 5 days. Just think what will happen is once people start focusing on this, we're creating a system that markets itself, that replicates itself. Just take some of your energy and invest it into this instead of fear-mongering, protesting, occupying, making people aware. Time to occupy the solution. Time to take action. Be the change. Truly be the change. So if you know that at the top of the control pyramid it's a bunch of bankers initiating usury-based lending and money creation based on gold, silver, paper, or digits, if any truther should know that, it's really pretty apparent. Goes all the way back to Jesus in the temple with the money changers. This is not new news.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Did you miss wisdom? Indigenous wisdom. Yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind. Word up. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to become correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. We get your people to chant.
Revolution. What we're looking to create, and what's so interesting, a little bit, hours, keep talking, communicate, find that there's opportunities to expand this message when this type people. They already have an effect. They're already working things, communicating, in the business. And if you can, it's just beautiful. So these are over the floor.
Make you a pilot.
supports righteous men. Why did the people invite
okay. Sorry about that. We are having some technical difficulties. I believe we have them resolved. Well, the what we're doing is we're at TAN Talk, which is a terrestrial radio station. That was the first place I ever did radio myself. And whenever Alex Jones would have a repeat show, I would go in and do a live show, and I would bring in, you know, various guests that are in the Weird Change tribe in Tampa, and even, you know, I actually hired a guy that was working for me. He was like my tech guy, because I didn't know how to edit video or anything about that, but I just knew that I needed to get involved with these sorts of things. So anyway, we did some shows, he did some music, and he had an opportunity to bring his music onto the radio, so it was really fun. And it just seems like number one is being able to be in a group like that where you can have a physical terrestrial station. Out of that station, we now have three the station itself and then two separate broadcasters, and Robin's actually on the phone. There's a guy that promotes a coupon book. And we'd like to try to get him signed up, because once he gets interactive with his group of people, then he would be able to earn a lot of referral money with those various businesses that would join up that he's already networked with what he does. So anyway, it's just a matter of putting all of these things together and growing the idea and growing the system. You know, the more places that take the currency, the better off, and more viable the system is. It just requires somebody to go out and push it, or actually, ideally, a bunch of people to push it. And, you know, we're trying to get people to volunteer for it, but it seems like, we're just gonna have to do, paying positions. The, you know, for the referrals, it works to motivate some people to go out and recruit more businesses, but even at $100 a piece, like it's fairly easy to get people to join because they don't have to pay anything. So we want to develop more and more benefits so that that decision is easier and easier, like to make it a, you know, a dream experience for our members. Makes it, you know, just make it a absolutely a no-brainer to join Clearwater Hours or Mountain Hours or any of our border networks. So the way we pitch it is all about the benefits for the users. It's not about the features that, oh, it's pretty paper or it's, you know, necessarily usury-free. People don't really understand. That's not really a benefit. It's a feature. It's not a benefit. And it's important to articulate the difference between the features and benefits, because people will buy or use or adopt our message based upon benefits, not features. So, you know, even saying there's 100, that one's kind of a difficult one. Saying you have 100 members, that's kind of a feature and a benefit. Having that many places that you can spend the currency certainly is a benefit. So it's interesting because you keep pushing this idea, and, you know, it's just like anything else. Whatever your mind focuses on becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and it wasn't... Okay, we've got a break. We'll be right back.
Swallowed by the war, the unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba, is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or riba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
I have a special announcement for Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke. We want to reach out with a diplomatic mission that we offer clemency to them, that the people, the debt slaves, are offering clemency so that they can be relieved that we are not going to seek revenge on them. What we want is that we will forgive their sins, they need to forgive our debts, and then from there, you know, they've really never effectively worked much in their life and in any kind of way that would requires any kind of physical labor. So what we would do is, you know, essentially I would assume it would be something to, that would be similar to a witness protection program. We can, you know, try to protect their anonymity because they will be universally hated once it's understood all the crimes which they have perpetrated. But we can introduce them into the community somewhere or other. As long as they don't commit any additional acts of violence. They need to atone, and specifically atone, where they detail exactly what they're doing so that it is a bona fide apology, very precisely articulated with the details. There's various levels of people involved. You know, there's the bankers, the prime banking, private usurers, a variety of families, and then there's various levels of minions below them where, you know, to varying degrees, it's a bunch of psychopaths. Well, again, if we, you know, there's certainly, there's probably going to be some of the psychopaths that want to suicide the planet. So we're hoping that we can get the ones that are somewhat rational still and willing to participate in the Jubilee and, you know, let us know which are the ones that are just, no matter what, they want to suicide the planet, and we can cooperate together to get and remove those particular extra crazy Malthusian people and remove them from power. Offer them clemency, a witness protection program, and the whistleblowers that are below them, they can be brought back into the Brotherhood of Mankind. And this is the way that all of this can occur. All that's really messed up is the monetary system. Once you correct that, then all of the other things will just correct themselves in many ways. And, you know, there's all kinds of symptoms everywhere in medicine, in health, nutrition, in the media, in education, because all of them are based upon a big lie that everything that's being covered up is usury at its very, very core. It was interesting to see today. I just can't stand listening to regular radio, and I was in a mood already, so I was just kind of surfing around, and I wanted to listen to Tan Talk just to see, you know, if the other broadcasters were elevating their information to match Alex Jones or surpassing it or what level they were at. And thankfully, there was a broadcaster on, his name is Bobby Lee, and he was broadcasting a show. Can you go back there and get a business card? So, anyway, Bobby Lee had his show on, and he had a gentleman on that was talking about usury. And he was knowledgeable. Like, he was bringing up, like, some very, you know, this stuff isn't very widely known. So when I hear people talking about it, and they just don't dismiss it, and then they get into details, that's pretty powerful. So I took attention to it, and I wanted to see if it was going to be spun in the same way that G. Edward Griffin spins it, because he spins it in a different sort of way. He articulates that usury is an issue, that it's a problem, but then he makes it seem it's only on only paper and digital money are forms of usury, which makes no sense at all, because, you know, usury in the Bible is from, you know, 2,000 years ago. So it's as if to mean that there is no usury on gold and silver. You know, Jesus, when he got angry, they were using silver shekels. He called them thieves. So that tells you everything you need to know, that usury is thievery. It's theft through color of law and the mathematic fraud that there's game of musical chairs, that you've got 10 shares or 10 denominations of currency, and you owe 11. How do you pay it? So I was thankful that, you know, he was talking about that. And I called into the station immediately because I wanted to see, because he was kind of painting in it in that way. And I basically said, oh, thank you for talking about usury. This is something that I focus on broadcasts of my own. And I just wanted to take exception because you're inclining that we need to have dollars, which are dollars, or have a specific basis in grains of silver, and that's what will eliminate the usury. And I said, no, that's not true. You can have better than the official weights of silver and gold on your coins, and you can still perpetrate a fraud even without reserves, with 100% reserves. So I said that, and then he started talking about Ithaca hours, and then I said, oh, yeah, well, you know, we've kicked off Clearwater hours. And this was at the same station that I had broadcast a couple years ago. So anyway, from there, I said, hey, we're going to come up to the station, and we're going to give you some of the currency. And we got up there, gave them the information, and then met with the ownership that, you know, I basically negotiated the deal to get Alex Jones on the radio. So it's kind of like we, you know, just reconnected with people that they recognize. It's been a long time. It's been 3 years. And basically we did that for about 3 or 4 months or so. So the staff was there. The same engineer was working there. And it's right in Clearwater, lo and behold, right at the base, the center of where Clearwater hours are emitting from. So anyway, it was pretty cool to see all of it come back together all in one place. And just cool. It was cool to network like that. And then over and above that, Lola, the owner there, and Dave, they are already active in a whole bunch of barter networks. So to give them barter currency, they're like, oh, awesome. This is cool. We want to do it. So they're totally engaged that this is a really cool idea. And simpatico. Slam dunk. And they knew me. I'm not just some guy off the street. So it's just so much easier recruiting businesses in a community where everybody knows you, or, you know, a significant number of people know you. But I do like Colorado. Really like Colorado. You're going to have to figure this out. There's just a lot more opportunities here because the land values are extremely depressed. I did, you know, a couple real estate flips here, and I at one point I bought one for $20,000, and they flipped and sold the thing for maybe $35,000, and I didn't do. Maybe it was like $28,000, but I didn't do anything except assign a contract. I took control of the contract and then I reassigned it. So anyway, it was a pretty sweet deal. Pretty comfortable doing that kind of stuff. Kind of like it. So here we are, you know, back in my old stomping ground, and it just seems a lot easier to put and get traction. You know, it took a long time to get the same level of traction in Summit County. But it's just beautiful. Awfully hot in the south, and I just my thermostat runs a little bit high. So that was the real reason to get to Colorado. At the station, then right after that was another broadcaster, and he came in. He has a local coupon promotional booklet, and because he has access to a whole bunch of local businesses, this would be a natural for him. It'll be something to really, really that would be an opportunity for him to go out and to pitch to his tribe for his particular list that he's got all of these local independent businesses, and for each one of them, he'd get 10 hours, which is equivalent to $100. So that would be kind of cool. I mean, for him, in the meantime, he's growing the network, so all of our interests are being reinforced. Pretty powerful, and, it's a good way to leverage influence and get the whole thing to grow a little more. So it's just kind of a little trip back in time to kind of go around here. Not that we've been gone for that long. It's just that we could check out a whole lot of extra. Look back into going to some of these places that even while we're in Tampa, I haven't been here for a long time at this particular dealership. And but that's a Tan Talk. It's Dave and Lola. The engineer is Lee. And it was cool checking everybody out. And they've had... it sounds like, they've been in the music or the radio industry forever. So when you sit down in a room with them in their office, they just start telling you stories on top of stories. And it's really interesting because it's, just like a real hidden kind of business. And he's writing a book, actually. Dave is, Vandervoort, I believe, writing a book about barter systems, and that's the owner of the place. So I'm like, we're totally simpatico because that's exactly what he has been working on as his passion. So yeah, it's called No Cash, No Problem. So when money is tight like it is right now, people don't have Federal Reserve notes. It's again, there's a major deception being perpetrated, as I like to repeat. And that is that people are not drowning from overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. There isn't inflation. Prices are going up, but it's not because of overproduction of worthless fiat paper. That's a deception. Prices are going up because of engineered scarcity of controlled commodities, such as gold, silver, digits, diamonds, that sort of thing. So by engineering scarcity of them, and then simultaneously cutting off the supply of Federal Reserve notes, that 1-2 combination effectively ends up squeezing the people in between because there's not enough currency in circulation. It makes it very difficult for us to pay our debts, and then when we default because we are unable to, the bankers repossess all of our essence. That's how this game is played over and over. That's how the sheep are sheared. It was definitely interesting that his passion is already connected to this message. So, if you're trying to promote an idea and you're promoting something as specific as a local currency, and the manager, the owner of that station supports barter and local currency, all I need to do is kind of give them the right pitch, and there's not much of any reason at all that he wouldn't want to get me on the station. So then I can have a physical presence, and as we're rebuilding Pinellas County, the residents can listen to their own focused radio broadcast. And, for the typical person, they value information that comes through their car stereo, because that's what they perceive as being the honest system. That's just the reality. Is people perceive something as being more honest if it's on the standard TV and the standard car radio. So anyway, we can use the bad guy's technology and still have the same message. We can have our message, the message of the local currency solution. So that is the intention with all this, is to bring all this together, all in one place, to maximize it. And as much as I want to be in Colorado all of the time, this would, from a strategic standpoint, it would make a whole lot more sense. Putting this all together to a captive audience that is already used to watching different shows at different time slots, we just have to see what that means, if how bad the damage is to the equipment, what would be the best way to put this all together? And once it's a viable sort of thing, there's no reason why that you couldn't cooperate with the radio station, cooperate with the other broadcasters, put all of this together, all in one tight area, and now you're dominating the media. You've got your own media. You've got other broadcasters supporting the same idea. We'll be right back.
For the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be right. Using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit answers.
Maybe we should compete.
We give it away like the chili peppers did. And the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils from Wall Street banks.
We are driving down the highway, and Choice is issuing a challenge that she's under the misconception that she can out-promote me to get businesses to join a local currency system, any system. And
that's not any system, our system.
All right, well, you know, specifically Mountain Hours and Clearwater Hours. And by the way, when we go back to Colorado, we're going to kick off Mile High Hours. So it's just kind of laying there dormant, not doing nothing. And it needs to a little nudge forward, a little help with designing the logo, which is really close. We have that really close, but there is artistic differences between the promoters. it sounds so tried. But it's important that we set up a local currency system where the monks are, so that, because we're simpatico with them, and as they travel around, maybe we have to, I dig Rebel Inc. now, too. We listen to them over the weekend, and they've got, they're right on. They're cool as all get out. So check them out, Rebel Inc., definitely, in Wandering Monks Music, collaboration with them and Freedom Movement. So they have the choice and K-Rock seal of musical approval. For sure. But anyway, getting back to the challenge of choice under this misconception that she can out-promote me with recruiting people to look, because I eat, breathe, and sleep local currency,
and I don't know.
I'm pretty focused, so I guess you don't want to talk smack, but she's much more attractive, and so she has wily ways about her. But in turn, so it's just like anything else. There's certainly different approaches, and she has a better and deeper connection with other people. Mine's just more, I'm doing this, you should do it too. This and a logical and rational explanation. Rationally, this is good. Hers is more emotionally tied as a message. And regardless of that, whatever works. Like I'm not saying one way is good and the other way is bad. It's just a matter of they're just different methodologies. So we'll have to maybe start a little competition here and make it a game. And that's the whole thing. It's, when I say a game, it's or a competition. It's not like a game of musical chairs. It's not where it's not possible for you to win. There's always a loser. With this, regardless of who wins, both are winners because the system grows and it makes us elevate our game and our pitches and our marketing and pushes us to speak to new people, and that's all it is. It's just a local currency is just 1,000 conversations. That's all it is. And if you commit yourself to having those conversations, just go local, buy local. You don't have to have a black belt in monetary reform. You can keep it real simple, and we are at a break. Let's talk the hour. We'll be back in 2 minutes. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leased all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. The next round of